Psychic Cowgirl Radio. This is your host, Reverend Shannon, the Psychic Cowgirl. I want to let you know that my intention with this show is to share information, practical cowgirl wisdom, and tools to aid you on your personal development journey. I have a bachelor's degree in metaphysics. I am an ordained minister with the Canadian International Metaphysical Ministry. I'm also a hypnotherapist, past life regression therapist, and an Akashic record reading practitioner. I'm a natural-born intuitive and psychic. It is genetic. I see and feel energies and connections. I use my talents and education to help clients become more aware of their own patterns, intuition, blocks in their life, and then to tap into energies to create what is their personal dream life. I believe in divine guidance, karma, and that intentions are key to any situation. I do offer clarity and understanding from a soul level perspective when you work with me. At times, a little guidance is all that we require to step into our power and move forward in our lives. You can find out more about me on my website, www.psychiccowgirl.com. I also have a Facebook page, Psychic Cowgirl, and I'm on Twitter as the Psychic Cowgirl. Please share any comments or questions through my Facebook page. I do answer the messages, or you could email me, Shannon@psychiccowgirl.com. I look forward to hearing from you all, and let's begin today's show. Hey everybody, welcome to today's show. It's a lovely Wednesday here on the ranch, I think. So you know, when you're having one of those mornings and you know it's time for breakfast because you've, you know, drank the coffee, you're, you know, caffeinated, you're ready to roll, and you pour the Cheerios in the bowl, gluten-free Cheerios, thank you Cheerio people for doing that, because I'm allergic to wheat, and so gluten-free is awesome for me. And I had a banana, and I chopped it all up to go on top of the Cheerios. You know how that goes, and then your mouth is kind of watering a little because you know how good this is all going to taste. And you walk to the fridge, you open it, and you reach for the milk. Dag nabbit. That may not be the word I used. I try to keep the pasture words minimal on the show. I forgot to buy milk when I went on my errands to take the child to the dentist yesterday. Dag nabbit! So what's a cowgirl to do? Well, I took all the bananas and a few Cheerios it came with, put it in a bowl, added yogurt, and there you go. Finding a way to deal with the chaos. That cowgirl practicality that I know a lot of you have also. Yeah, I'm like, really? Is that how this is going to go today? Huh. Well then, all right, I guess thanks for the heads up. Huh. Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. All right, so on to the topic for today. So energy vampires, dun dun dun, sounds very nasty. Sounds very upsetting, a little chaotic. Really, energy vampires are not that bad. They sound worse than they are. I mean, we've all been energy vampires. We will be energy vampires again. And so let's learn how to deal with them. Let's be aware of what they are and how to deal with it. Now, energy vampires can be people. And it also can be situations. You know, it could also be like a vehicle, you know? Energy vampire is anything that sucks your energy and creates a detriment to your personal self. So if you have that vehicle that constantly needs repairing, guess what? That is a form of an energy vampire. And the reason I want to present it this way is because we can get caught up in the fear part of everything right now, right? We can go from calm, cool, and collected to freaked out, paranoid, craziness in like 45 to 60 seconds. It can just hit us. And so let's just become more aware of our energy. Let's look in our life where some things are draining our energy and we could do something about it. We have those situations or people. So let's try to find a way to deal with it that's productive. Now, I will start with the nasties, the people that are energy vampires. Some are intentional, some are not. I've experienced both, so I will tell some juicy little stories. I mean, and sometimes someone can be an energy vampire and not, I mean, they don't know they are. They just, for whatever's going on with them, they have this need, and we're going to call it a need because that's how it feels, to have you answer something for them or fix something for them, be there for them, and it ends up being all about them. Now, if you've been listening, and I hope you have, you know I advocate for reciprocity. In your relationships, make sure there's give and take, giving and receiving both ways. Now, I've learned all that the hard way, is why I preach it a lot, and I can say that because I am a reverend. I preach it a lot because we can get into situations where the reciprocity starts being there, and then it's not. And we feel guilty because we don't have the time and energy to keep giving and giving and giving, and then you're depleted and you back away to recharge yourself. But the other person who's often involved doesn't like it. We've all been there, right? We've all done that. Or even, you know, we've been the person who doesn't like that someone's not giving us attention, right? They've gotten busy and we feel disconnected and then we feel like we need to drag them in or reel them in and it's uncomfortable. And we feel needy. But you know what? This is where communication is key. Because what if they just happen to be busy right now? Is that terrible? No. Do we sometimes look for the negative part of it? Absolutely. And I'm bringing this up because I'm one of those people who doesn't have a lot of time right now. I feel like I'm a terrible friend because, you know, I've tried to have lunch dates with friends and it's not working out. And, I mean, life is hectic and busy. And I want to say something about, you know, they say that one of the memes that can go around is that if someone wants to make time for you, they will. True. But not always true. It's not that cut and dried. And I am saying this to defend myself. It's just busy. Right now, if it's not to do with the kids, or it's not to do with the ranch, or it's not to do with business, like weddings, I'm super busy with weddings, creating ceremonies, meeting with brides and grooms. I don't have time for it. And sorry, friends, I still love you. I still would like to have lunch with you. My husband and I were going to have a date on the weekend to go see a concert because a mutual friend of ours was singing. And just, we couldn't make it happen. Couldn't make it happen, which was good because he ended up getting called into work, and I ended up saving a calf's life. So, you know, swing it to the positive. Swing it to the positive. So I was looking for a meme, actually, that I saw this morning, and, yeah, I can't find it. That kind of illustrated what I want to talk about today. But you know how that goes. Of course, it was on Facebook, and there's tons of memes. Anyways, so back to Energy Vampire Squirrel. We all know that happens to me. Okay, so I don't have a lot of time right now. And if someone, you know, really wants to have lunch with me, and so and this isn't happening actually right now, so don't anyone feel guilty. And they are contacting me, and I just can't fit it in. It becomes an energy vampire situation. Because it's not that I don't want to, but some things have to take priority in my life right now. I mean, my husband's not working. He's working a little bit, but not a lot. So I need to be working. And so that means there's sacrifices. When you have your own business, there's a lot of sacrifices. Not everybody understands that. You know, I get a lot of, oh, you're so lucky, you're so successful, your life is so great. It's their perception and perspective of me because they don't want to know about or they don't bother to know about or acknowledge the sacrifices I've made to have this life. I am living my dream life, and I don't owe anybody anything for that because I did it. I created it. I created these businesses. I'm the only one in these businesses, and so it takes up a lot of time and attention. My businesses are kind of energy vampires. They totally are. Takes a lot of time and effort. Are they energy vampires in a bad way? No. Could I look at them that way? Yes. Ugh! Right? How many times have you done that? Oh, this is so draining me. Yet, really, is it? Don't you love it? But then there's the guilt that comes with not being able to please everybody, not being able to do everything that you may want. But you know what? That's okay. So that's where, though, this learning curve, this growth, all happens. You're learning who you are. You know, I say spend your energy like you would spend your money. Make sure you're getting something back for it. I love reciprocity. Seriously do. I know when I was first launching all these businesses and, you know, there's that pressure to be successful and busy and I'd gone to classes and met interesting people and I was always looking for a tribe. You know what? They say you're supposed to have a tribe if you're a woman in a business. Have a tribe, have a tribe. I can't tell you how many times I've heard, have a tribe, have a tribe. Okay, I need a tribe. Okay, so if I'm going to be successful at this, I need a tribe. Okay, got it. Did that work for me? No, not even a little bit. Seriously, was terrible. Huge learning curves, but terrible. Need a tribe. I'm a good leader. I'm good at bringing people together for a goal. I'm good at managing. I'm good at, you know, knowing people's strengths and weaknesses, but it has to be short term because I get tired. And it becomes an energy drain situation rather than an energy fulfilling situation, right? You guys know the difference in that. So, needed a tribe. So I thought, you know, I cultivated a few people, and I am a nurturer. I fully believe in empowering women. I feel that we should support each other, but that doesn't always work. Now, does it? I'm actually doing a research project right now on this. I would love to hear people's thoughts here's my hypothesis, or what I'm trying to figure out. Can women in a group sustain it for a long period of time? So in my case, you know, I had this tribe going, I thought. It went awry pretty quickly. I even had one person say to me, and when I say tribe, I thought we were friends, not just business associates and networking and supporting each other that way. So if that's where I went wrong, cool. I can accept that. I thought we were friends. I thought we were like, you know, not just business associates. And that's on me, totally on me, because I don't know if they saw it that way. I did. And so when it went awry, I took it personally, and I had a lot of tears about it. One of them said to me when I was trying to, like, we were trying to do something, or I can't remember how it went. I needed her for something, and she's like, well, no, I don't want to do that for you because I don't need you anymore. What? And again, remember, I thought we were friends. I thought there, I mean, I realized looking back that the reciprocity was dwindled. I was giving, she was taking, and I needed something from her, and she turned me down because she said she didn't need me anymore. That's on me. I can totally call that an energy vampire situation, but who's ultimately responsible for getting herself in that situation? The person I see in my mirror. That's the thing about energy vampires. It's not black and white, cut and dried. We get ourselves in these situations with people that we can consider energy vampires for us to learn. We don't learn when life is easy breezy. We don't. It's just how we are designed. And so you have to find a way to look at it with a fresh perspective. And know yourself. If you're feeling drained, if the phone rings and you see who's on the other end and you roll your eyes, snarl, and feel depleted, it's a good sign that for you, that person is an energy vampire. Again, doesn't make them terrible people, but it's something for you to know. For your own soul growth. For your own soul growth. Now I realize that it's not phone anymore. It's like emails and texts. Yeah. But when you read that and you're like, I just don't want to reply, and you have to take some time and sit with it and figure out why. Those are messages from your soul. You're supposed to figure them out. This is the meme I was looking for. The older I get, the more I realize the value of privacy, of cultivating your circle, and only letting certain people in. You can be open, honest, and real while still understanding not everyone deserves a seat at the table of your life. This is from Sungazing. I hope you guys follow them because they have some awesomely fabulous stuff. I love that. Not everyone deserves a seat at the table of your life. I had to learn that the hard way. It was heartbreaking. I blamed myself. But that is one of my Achilles' heels. I want everyone to be happy and successful. And I can get drawn into toxic situations for me because of that. I used to have a hard time saying no. Oh, but I want you to be happy and successful. I will absolutely help you. And now I don't. I pick and choose because, again, not everyone deserves a seat at the table of your life or a seat across from you in your business. I pick and choose who I work with. I've become very discerning about it because I've been burnt in the past. And I thank them profusely for those lessons. I do, because, you know, when I look back at it now that I've had some time to work through it and some perspective. The signs were there. I chose to ignore them. Why? Because I wanted to believe something that just simply was not true. Sound familiar? Or I wanted to be nice. If you can feel me rolling my eyes at that, you would be correct. You know, been there, done that. I've had a lot of life experiences, and I've used them in order to understand myself and then help others understand themselves. It's not always easy breezy, but it's good. It's really good. I'm having a good life. So what are some of the signs that I figured out after? Well, something interesting that is now one of my big red flags is I'm very discerning on who I get readings from. Now, we all know I was one reading away from Oracle abuse last year when I thought we were moving. I have huge insights on that, but that's for another show. The universe is so freaking cool. So some interesting things that happened when I was doing that is some people wouldn't read me because they Googled me, and then they were intimidated. The one person I did get a reading from, I blocked it. I blocked everything energetically so she couldn't know because I wanted a reading. If you're getting a reading and you, I suggest you Google yourself. Google yourself, see what you can find out first and what's, you know, really visible. And if they say those things as the validation that they're connected to your energy, ask for more. There's a lot of frauds. Had an astrologer once who Googled me. I didn't find out till after. And I thought this astrologer was so insightful and so intuitive. And then it came out later. She had Googled me and had really liked my site. And we became friends. Do I feel used by that one? Absolutely. Did I do it to myself? Absolutely. I didn't give her the power to do it. I accepted what she was putting down as truth, whether it was or not, because I liked her. How often do we do that? How often do we excuse someone for doing things that we may not agree with just because we like them? There's some sort of connection. Now, I'm profoundly grateful to that astrologer because together she taught me so much about myself. I'm so much a better person after that relationship. Is she a terrible, bad person? No. No. Does she cross lines and boundaries that are not healthy and creating bad karma for herself? Yes, but that's none of my business. Although she crossed a line not that long ago that, yeah, I'm still miffed. But, you know, it's fixed and she's created her own karma that way. Because really she's not a bad person at all. And she's probably a really great astrologer, but I'll never believe that now. And I bet if I go back and listen to readings I got, I would have a different perspective. When we like someone, we will excuse their bad behavior. Or when we're getting reciprocity. Business relationships are tricky. So if you're in a spiritual business, like say you're, you know, in healing arts, things like that. Most of us that are in these kind of businesses don't understand marketing. Or we think we don't understand marketing. And so, myself included, lots of my friends and acquaintances, I mean, I still have my tribe, don't get me wrong. I just was more discerning about it after some chaos. We tend to want help marketing. Now, those people that are in marketing, traditional business marketing, know this. I can't tell you how many, for want of a better description, multi-level marketing pyramid type schemes I came across when I was looking for a business coach. Yes, they were coaching you to a six-figure business, but only if you joined whatever they were selling. Totally multi-level marketing, and you were to recruit. Is that bad? No, but it also didn't fit the mandate of most healers, psychics, intuitives that I know. It's not what they were looking for. But we fall in the trap of our insecurity because we don't feel that we know how to market ourselves. Oh, I get tons of emails. Hey, I can help you market your business. Sign up here if you're interested. Hey, I have this platform, and if you join, you will have this many more listeners. I can help you. I can help you. I can help you. For a fee, of course. I can help you. And they've learned the right words. They know how to trigger our insecurities. But at the end of the day, it's on us to know ourselves and to avoid these pitfalls. At the end of the day, it's on us to know ourselves and avoid these pitfalls. So I just realized that this is my fourth year. I know I wasn't paying attention. So much fun. I'm on year four of this radio show. And this radio show has changed, evolved, grown, changed some more from when I first started. Because when I first started, I didn't have a clue what I was doing. It just seemed like something I wanted to try. Actually, how it first started is I just wanted to guest more on radio shows. And then someone talked me into having my own. And that was short-lived because I wasn't in alignment with that person who owned that station. It just didn't work out. And then I ended up here on Blog Talk. And then I tried another station that I thought, you know, I'd have a producer and someone to help me out. And that didn't work out, and I lost thousands of dollars. But I had to get out of there because we weren't in alignment. What has that taught me? That I'm a solo entrepreneur. I don't take direction well when I don't feel someone else gets what I'm putting down. I know what I'm doing. I know what works for me. So conforming and molding myself into what someone else thinks I should be doesn't work. Does not work. And again, I had to learn that the hard way. And so one of the things that happened is I realized if I'm going to do this solo, which works for me, I mean, it's great when Virginia comes on. We all enjoyed last week. But when her and I were doing it, we realized it was just getting to be not in alignment for her. And so look at that. That relationship on the radio show ended gracefully. We're still absolutely great friends. And so I realized that taking callers doesn't work for me unless I have a producer or someone else who can help me screen. Because I ended up getting trolls. They were terrible. They made me nauseous. And I don't have time for that. I have too much valuable information to share that I don't want to waste my time because it becomes an energy vampire situation. Screening callers, monitoring the chat room. And it's not to say that it's bad or good. It just doesn't work for me. That's the key. Does not work for me. So where in your life are you doing things because you think it's how you should? And if you could see me right now, you would know I was making quotations around that word. But it actually doesn't work for you. Can you find a different way of doing it that does work for you? My radio show was a lot more successful. I'm happy you're doing it. It's just so much better. I'm better at it. All that stuff. Find what works for you. Things that you're doing that don't work for you and are draining your energy, You have two choices. Find a way to stop doing them and let it go, or change your perspective. Like I said earlier, you can change your perspective, right? So the radio show, I could have looked at it as, oh, I'm just not good at this. And I did. I actually considered stopping because, you know, this is just draining my energy. I don't understand. And then I worked through it because I had to sit with myself and say, but do I really like doing it? Yeah, I do actually. I like that it's a way for me to get information out. It's advertising, like I'm paying for my spot, and I look at it as advertising, a way to get the information out that I can do from my ranch, on the phone, in my pajamas sometimes. Today it's not. And that works for me. Does it work for everybody that way? No, not really. But it works for me, and that's my point. Otherwise, it was a soul-sucking energy vampire situation. Do you get what I'm putting down? Now, so I'm paying to do the radio show, so that has a different dynamic than if you're getting paid to do something and you feel like it's a soul-sucking energy vampire situation, again, two choices. Change it or find a way to make peace with it. Change your perspective. So if you have a job and you just feel like it's sucking your soul, you need to be realistic. I coach people on this often. You need to be realistic. Is this job paying your bills? That's a reason to keep it. Can you realistically, practically, and truthfully get another job? Because that's not always available, especially if you're in Alberta right now. So if that's true, you need to keep that job. So you need to find a way to make peace with it. There's many ways. Okay, so what do you like doing? Okay, so if you have a job, you don't love it, but it's paying your bills. What if you took, I don't know, $20 from every paycheck, $50 from every paycheck, whatever you can do without creating havoc. I know they say pay yourself all the time, so this is along that line. Be realistic. So say you took $20 or $50 from every paycheck, put it in a different account, and used that money to treat yourself. It's like a bribe. You're bribing yourself to go to work every day because every paycheck, you're taking some money, set it aside, and you're going to blow it on an experience or an adventure to make life worth living. Does that make sense? Your life is worth living. You may not love the job you have, but maybe you wouldn't love any job. Maybe there's a part of you that just wants to, you know, fly around the world and live in a 5-star hotel all the time, and that you wish that was your life. Well, that's not very practical, so we have to get back grounded into reality and figure out a way to create that same feeling on a scale you can actually do. I mean, we have big dreams, right? Sometimes we have big dreams that are big dreams so that we don't have to be responsible for making them a reality. That seems rude, doesn't it? Why would we do that to ourselves? Why? Okay, so I'm just going over my notes because I don't really script the shows. I used to when I didn't have the confidence, and now I use my description as my guide. All right, so everybody loves my juicy personal stories. So let me see. I'm going to tell you about an energy vampire situation when I was feeling that I needed a tribe. So I'm good at connecting people. I'm good at being a leader, short term, because then my life gets busy and I need to stop. Anyways, so I created a group. There was this group of us. We belonged to this online group, and, you know, we became friends, and then people started fighting, and so a group of us thought, We want out of here. Let's create our own group. Let's do a secret Facebook group because that works. Yeah. And then they started fighting. And then it was like, I'm not getting attention. And this person said this to me, and I found that rude. And I ended up, like, policing. And then someone who I thought was a friend, I asked for their help in it all because I felt they had some leadership skills. And they totally screwed me over with another person. Totally screwed me over and created hatred between myself and the other person. And we have responsibility for that because we fell for it and we did it. But this person was quite manipulative in the process and trying to make sure they were squeaky clean according to everybody else. That was huge learning for me, huge, huge learning. And I'm profoundly grateful for that one too because I didn't see it coming. I believe in the golden rule. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. So, I mean, and I'm no angel. When I was younger, dumber, less awareness, sure I did things that probably weren't in someone else's best interest or my own. But I learned from it, and that is the key. Anyways, so it got pretty ugly, but it was all behind the scenes. It wasn't actually, all this stuff was actually not posted on the page. I did not tell people what was going on because I thought it was petty and beneath me. But what happened? So the people that liked it or that, even the ones that were creating the havoc and were stressing me out, because it wasn't public what was actually going on behind the scenes, and I got fed up, cranky, and I scrapped the whole thing. And they were all shocked. Why would she do that? I don't understand. And even to this day, this tribe, a lot of them are still mad at me about that. This was years ago, too, like 2009 or something. I'm not sure. Because of all that happened, yet because I didn't say much, I wrote blogs about it later and stuff, but I still didn't give out all the dirty details because I didn't want to, I don't know, this is something I do. I will hint, I will imply, but I don't give out all the really nasty, dirty details just because I don't want to be the one to mess up somebody else, I guess. I don't know why I do it. But I have stories that would put chills down your spine and raise your hair. Like, people can be so nasty. But I also understand their nastiness comes from their own wounded self. Or maybe some are just plain-ass nasty. I don't know. Maybe some people are just jerks. What I do know is that it's up to me whether I engage or disengage. So if you have people that make you feel like you're in an energy vampire situation, disengage. How do you do that? Be busy. Don't be at their beck and call. See how it goes, because I know for a fact that if you're in an energy vampire situation and you stop giving it energy, they will go away. They might go away ugly, like they might call you names or get mad at you or make a big stink about it, but they will go away. And you just have to ride it out, look for the lessons, and move on. Join me in being profoundly grateful for the lessons, even though at the time it sucked, there was tears, I swore, I didn't understand. I thought, what am I doing wrong? Why is this happening to me? Well, tell me. I know why it's happening to me. Because I'm not learning. I have an Achilles heel, so this is going to keep happening to me until it doesn't. Okay. Until I've learned what I need to learn, it's going to keep happening. Okay. So just roll with it. find a way to make peace with it. If you have to journal and burn them, excellent. If you have to vent to a trusted friend, excellent. Find a way to make peace with it. Going to caution you, though. Make sure you vent to only one or two trusted friends. Don't tell everybody everything, because it can bite you in the ass. Because what else happens is, and one of the reasons I don't always tell all the nasty details, because people don't always believe it until they experience it. And then they think, oh, you must have just done something wrong. You're the bad guy in all of this, which you do have big responsibility, big responsibility. But you're not, it's not that cut and dried. And people will judge you. And the reason they will, though, is because if they can find a reason why it happened to you, oh, because you're nasty, oh, because you think you're better than everybody else because you're so psychic, if they can find something like that to pin it on you, then they feel they're exempt from the same thing happening to them. We're all guilty of this. Oh, that person's so successful because their husband makes lots of money with his job. Hell yeah. That's true for me. Well, not right now because he's not, but yeah. The reason I could grow my business is because my husband had a good job and the cows. I spend just as much time on my ranch business as I do my other ones, and they're all successful. But someone, I've had people say that to me. Okay, you can say that because it's true. I'm not going to pretend it's not. But don't let that be a reason why you don't do it. Find a different way if you truly want something. Don't let your judgment of others stop you from having the courage to have a life worth living. Don't let energy vampire situations, whether people, whether it's commitments, whether it's obligations, don't let that derail you from pursuing a life worth living. This is one of the reasons why that attitude of gratitude is so popular. You are probably living a life worth living right now, but because we're trained and taught to always strive, to always look, to always need more, you can't always see it. Does that make sense? Simplify. That's one of the big things for this 2016 is to simplify. Why? So you can see the good things. You can acknowledge the good things. Saved a calf's life on Saturday. Am I celebrating that? Absolutely. Because I am here. I am present in my life right now. And because of that, I'm not letting fear derail me. Fear will derail intuition every time. Every time. And because I'm not getting caught up in that, I'm able to make good decisions for my family and my businesses. I mean, if there's no better time than right now to pursue your dreams, because if not now, when? How often do we get caught up in that? Well, when I just have this much money in the bank. Fair enough. I don't expect you to go into debt following your dreams because that will just create a whole different energy pattern of stress. But is there little things you can do that don't cost a lot? And what do you truly want from this life? Or do you just want to coast through and let the life decide for you? Maybe that's your sole mission, just to take what life throws at you and try to find a way to handle it gracefully. Sorry, my cows are just all wandering around. I just have to make sure they're not misbehaving. Bless their hearts, but sometimes they're brats. Oh, good news. My husband and children went fence fixing, and apparently they fixed the right spot because Pretty Pretty Princess, who I was escorting out of the hay pen every morning, has not been there for 4 whole days. Whoa, right? Okay, I have other chores in the morning. because I'm catering to my horse, who's he's like 28, he'll be 29, and I love him so much, so he gets special treatment every morning, and he deserves it. He's entitled. Now, I want to make sure we do the chakra cleanse and balancing, because it's been a bit chaotic for everybody everywhere. You know what, though, guys? We got this. We got this. Simplify your life. Figure out who you truly are at your core, what you will put up with, what you won't put up with. Have your boundaries in place. If something feels like it's draining your energy, and I always feel it like just at my rib cage or sometimes in my sacral chakra, and I'll feel uneasy, and sometimes it feels like a punch, because then I know something's unbalanced. And it's always unbalanced in me, which is why I can attract these situations that end up being energy vampires. Make sense? Okay, so on that note, we're going to balance our chakras. And thank you all for listening. And same time, same place next week.
This is a meditation to balance and cleanse our chakras. I'd like you to sit up straight, have your feet flat on the floor, nothing crossed. Give yourself a nice breath in and out. I would like you to visualize or imagine deep, thick roots growing out the bottom of your feet, deep, deep into Mother Earth. Feel yourself grounding and connecting with Mother Earth, with those deep, thick roots. Nice breath in and out. Now, imagine or visualize a white ball of energy coming up from each of those roots into the bottom of your feet. Visualize or imagine those balls of light traveling up your leg. You may feel a warm, tingling sensation. Move those balls of light up your leg, through your shin, past your knees, up your thighs, higher, higher. And then both balls of white light are going to join together at your root chakra, at your pelvis. Your root chakra deals with feelings and energies of having the right to be here. The root chakra is symbolized as red. I want you to imagine or visualize a red ball. Symbolism is personal, but I want you to have something that you're focusing on. So if it's a red ball, I want you to start spinning it until it's bright, shiny, shiny red. Right now, it may look cloudy or dirty. It may be really big, or it may be really small. I want you to spin this ball of energy until it's shiny, bright, sparkly red. Spinning, spinning. The root chakra deals with energies of money, career, home, needs, and possessions. So it's really important to have this one balanced. I want you to spin it, spin it, spin it until it's bright and shiny. If you are having trouble visualizing or imagining, Archangel Raphael will be there to help you. Archangel Raphael is also going to vacuum away all the cruddy energy that comes off your chakras. So spinning, spinning, spinning. We like to give this one a really good cleanse. Spin it just a smidge more. Fantastic. You are doing great. Okay? Now this one is all shiny clean and it's in your body. Again, there's no way to do this wrong. Now I want you to move up to your sacral chakra, which is located midway between your pelvis and the base of your spine. This one's an orange ball of light. I want you to spin that one. This is where we have our feelings and emotions. Let's spin that one until it's bright, shiny orange. This is where we are able to set boundaries when we have this one balanced. Feeling joy. Let's really spin that one and give it a nice big cleanse. Spinning, spinning. Spinning, spinning. For all of us that have trouble saying no at times, you can feel why it would be important to have this one balanced. Excellent. Give it a few more spins until it's bright, shiny orange. You guys are doing fabulous. Okay, now that that one feels good, move up again to our solar plexus chakra. This one is the yellow one. This one is where we can make choices. We set our intentions through this one and have our will to do things. It involves self-direction, self-esteem, and the power of transformation. So let's spin this yellow light until it's bright, shiny, and sparkly clean. Spinning, spinning. Nice. Focus on spinning that one a little more. Perfect. I can feel all the energies flying off to be vacuumed away. We're going to feel so good after this. All right. So now that that one's all shiny, let's move up to our heart chakra. This one's green. This one deals with love and I give, I care, forgiveness, generosity. So let's spin this heart chakra until it's shiny green and infused with sparkles. We want to have a pretty heart chakra. And spinning, 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 spinning. Fabulous. Let's keep spinning that one. You're doing great. Spin it some more. Feels like everybody's is nice and sparkly, shiny. Okay, great. Now that that one's back in place, let's move up to our throat chakra. This one is blue. We're going to spin that ball of light energy until it's shiny. This is the one where we have expression, where we listen, where we can communicate. It's all about using our voice. So let's spin, spin, spin this one. We can communicate clearly. Spinning, spinning. Fantastic. If you find that your throat chakra feels out of balance often, grab a sodalite or a lapis lazuli. Those stones will really help with that. I wear them when doing the radio show. It's really, really helpful. Okay, let's spin that one just a little bit more. You're doing fantastic. Okay, now that that one's all clean, let's move up to our third eye chakra located in our foreheads. This one has to do with telepathy, intuition, imagination, visualizing, all that good stuff that you've been doing. So this one is the darker purple color, and we're going to spin it until it's very sparkly. Nice. Keep spinning. Our intuition's located here, so we like to have this one clean so we can get our messages, right? Keep spinning. Excellent. Spinning, spinning. Perfect. Kate, now that it's nice and shiny, clean, deep, deep purple. I see a lot of yours as deep, deep purple. Beautiful. Okay, let's move up to our crown chakra located at the top of our head. Now, this one is a pale violet, or you might see it as clear. We're going to spin that ball of light until it's bright, shiny, clean, and sparkly. This is where our psychic and intuitive abilities can be found. Our faith, our connection to the divine, ability to trust life, values, ethics, courage. Lots of stuff happened in this crown chakra. So let's spin that one until it's really, really clean. Excellent. Great, you guys have been working on this. This one was pretty clean. Okay, so let's put that one where it's supposed to go. And remember, there's no way to do this wrong. Just the act of listening to my voice and doing this exercise will create the energies and it will happen. It's as simple as that. puts it. Visualize or imagine that ball of light again, just right above your head, and then you're going to move it down, down through your face, down through your neck, down through your chest, down through your pelvis. That ball of light is going to break into two, and each ball of light is going to go down your thighs, past your knees. You're going to feel refreshed, able to focus. You're going to have a lot of clarity after this meditation. Continue sending that ball of light through past your knees, down your shin, and out the bottoms of your feet, and ground you deep, deep, deep into Mother Earth. And then you can bring your awareness back to the room, back to your body. Meditation is about doing what feels natural to you. You're letting the energy do the work. It takes a little trust, takes a little faith, but if you practice it, you can come back to this meditation anytime and replay it. Have an excellent day. You've been listening to Psychic Cowgirl Radio with your host, myself, Shannon Lackman. If you'd like to learn more about me and what I offer, please go to my website, www.psychiccowgirl.com. All my sessions and services are listed there. If you would like to get a deal, tell me that you've listened to the radio show and use the code word, use the code word Raphael, and you will automatically get 20% off, because I will know that you've been listening to the radio show. I wish you all a most excellent day, and I hope you tune in soon.